niillä on halea kala. Kilo kilo omalilla, leiko rooselani, kuva hivina niillä on halea kala.
Aloha, my friends. Aloha kākou. Saturday means it's just gotta be Nā Kai e Walu, the eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian islands with Hawaiian music and mana'o. Kaho'onei, Panoke is away on legislative business, but Vicky Holt Takamine is here.
Aloha kākou.
Hey, Vicky, how's your week been anyway?
Great, great. This is going to be to all my friends on the island of Kauai. I had a quick, short trip over there. I had a lomi at Auntie Angeline's in Anahola. Then I had another lomi the next day with Ocean. It was beautiful. A little bit of hula. Good fun.
All right. Well, you ready for today?
I am. We're kicking off Maui Arts Month.
About time. It was terrific last night.
Oh,
huh?
It was
first Friday.
Fabulous.
Oh my
Lots
gosh.
Of people. The galleries were full. And, you know, we're so happy that we have two of our very special artists with us this morning.
That's right. We're going to introduce to you one of the awardees from the 2009 Maui Arts Month honorees. She's here. And one of the just one of the guys in on the bottom level, one of the co-founders of Maui Arts Month is here also. So we're taking a look at contemporary Hawaiian visual artists today on Nā Kai e Walu. You stay with us. We're brought to you every week by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Oh, Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Blue eyes and blonde, don't thrill me. Cause I'm in love with the local boys, don't try to convince me. Because the local boys are local, oy, it doesn't matter what island. In the mountains or near the sea, if I want someone special. Local boys are the one for me. You may say I'm crazy, but I'm right. Local boys will keep you warm throughout the coldest nights, wherever you go in the islands. You see the Malahide on the street, but my eyes never wander. Because the local boys can't be beat. Oh, oh, local boys.
Kai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. And we've got a great show lined up for you. Vicky Holt-Takamine here. I'm Noe Tanigawa. And with us, award-winning sculptor Bob Freitas.
Aloha, Bob. Thank you so much for joining us on Kai Evalu.
Well, good morning.
Good to see you up and early this morning after all that hoop-de-doo last night. Now, Bob has a show that's at Louis Pohl Gallery. In downtown.
Great place to show. Yep.
Great location.
And the title of that is Tip of the Spear.
Yes, the tip of the spear, I think, is very important because it's an effort to recognize the contemporary Hawaiian artists that are actually some of the leaders. They're the more avant-garde artists that we have in our Hawaiian community.
So it's a group show?
It is a group show. That's correct.
So some of the artists?
The artists include Miley Andrade, Haranani Orme, Imai Kalani Kalahele, and Charlie Dixon.
Great.
And myself.
Great lineup.
What materials did you work with on this one?
Well, this one, I generally work in multimedia, so I worked with steel, wood, and stone, and rope.
Beautiful pieces. And Charlie Dixon, I love his artwork, his paintings. It's beautiful.
Really? I love the intricacy of Harinani Orme's things. So this sounds like a great variety of work you have.
Yeah, I think that's what was important, was to try to gather artists from the various disciplines and actually be able to showcase them. In other words, Charlie's paintings as well as his collages. And Harnani actually also does a lot of collage and really finely detailed artwork. It's really beautiful. But the show works really well because the colors and the shapes and everything works off of each other. So it's real magical.
What was the theme of your piece, Bob?
Actually, most of my work has to do with protecting the culture for the future generations. So a lot of my titles have... are based on time. In other words, the fact that we need to protect and maintain our cultural resources so that our future Native Hawaiian people will have those resources. Because I see culture as a constant evolution. And I think that's where some of the problems lie, in that traditionally the broader critic, I guess, community mm-hmm. actually wants to keep Native Hawaiian contemporary art at an arts and crafts level. They really don't want to recognize it as an actual cultural expression or fine art. That's correct. And yet most of the people that we have involved with the fine arts community are actually very qualified. They have their degrees in fine arts.
That is fascinating. I love your work because you have an academic fine art background and you really bring it back to your culture for a bottom line. We're celebrating contemporary Hawaiian visual artists from all around the state. This is Maoli Arts Month, and you're hearing about it on Nakai Evalu, brought to you every weekend by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools, right here on the Visionary Radio Network.
Listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
We'll be right back.
Nakai Evalu, the best in Hawaiian music and manao. That is thoughts or ideas for your pleasure every Saturday morning. We welcome educators, musicians, lawmakers, social service providers, so many more to share diverse perspectives on the Hawaiian community. And today, we are on to Maoli Arts Month. That's May, a month-long celebration of contemporary Hawaiian art. You can visit special exhibits at the Bishop Museum and many participating galleries all around town. Don't miss the Maoli Arts Market on the Great Lawn at Bishop Museum May 23rd and 24th. The Wearable Arts Show happens May 30th. And straight ahead, the Maoli Arts Street Festival. That's May 8th. We'll hook you up to all this via our website, nakaievaluradio.com.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Kamehameha Publishing proudly presents a gripping tale of cultural kuleana by acclaimed author Lurline Wailana McGregor in the new book, Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me. In the story, Hawaii-born Moana Covello leads a glamorous life in Los Angeles until tragedy strikes with a sudden death in her family and Moana's world capsizes. Her kupuna visits her in dreams and beckons her to return home. Moana's journey back uncovers secrets about her family and her kuleana, risking all that she's worked so hard to establish, her career, her lifestyle, and her relationships. Author Lurline McGregor captures the familiar struggle of understanding ancestral responsibility and finding one's place in today's world. Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me is available at your local bookstores or online at kamehamehapublishing.org. Visit us for a range of products that amplify Hawaiian perspective.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and LinkUp programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Faye Wengler, the Ward Plaza branch manager at Bank of Hawaii. Here are just a few common warning signs of potential fraud. You don't know the person who is contacting you. You are promised large sums of money for little or no effort. You are asked to provide some payment upfront. The requester demands confidentiality, and there is a great sense of urgency to the request. Don't be a victim. Know the warning signs. And know the people with whom you do business. Never be afraid to ask lots of questions. And if you ever feel pressured into making a decision, don't do it. These are just a few tips to get you thinking. Attend one of our seminars to learn more.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hawaii's best music and mana'o every Saturday morning. Nakai Evalu. Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa. Music for our friends there in Hakalau is coming up. But first, we're talking about Maoli Arts Month now. That's May's celebration of Kanaka Maoli visual arts. And sculptor Bob Freitas is with us.
Yes. So I met Bob Freitas a while ago. How long has it been? Wow.
A long time.
Yes, but we went off to the Santa Fe Indian Market. My friend, I've been talking about this, and my friend Hiko Hanapi said, "Well, you know, I bought you a ticket to go to Santa Fe. You owe me $400." So aloha, Hiko in Waimea. He's getting ready to go off to Evergreen State College to do some work and painting and stuff and getting his art stuff going too. But Bob and I combed the streets of Santa Fe. It was such an exciting experience for me because they've been doing this for 85 years. They celebrate their Native American arts. We came home and I said, "We have to have a Maoli Arts Month. We have to have our own market next year." So Bob's on the planning committee. He's been on the planning committee for the last 4 years. This is our fourth Maoli Arts Month. So how did you get started in art?
Oh, actually, growing up in Europe, I was actually in Germany for my high school years, and I was exposed to art shows like Documenta that actually showcased the very best of what European artists were doing at that time. And that really inspired me to get involved with the arts. I spent time in Paris and Holland and in Germany, of course, and I think a lot of it has to do with the way the European people respect and take care of their artists, take care of their art traditions. You know, they're very much a real important part of their culture, which is very different from the American way of looking at artists. In Europe, they really hold their artists on a very high pedestal. And back in the U.S., we don't do the same thing. So when I came back to Hawaii in the 70s, I guess, I had that background of this European concept of art, and I ended up doing a lot of abstract expressionist sculpture. In other words, that's what the trend was, but it was the tail end of the abstract expressionist movement. So, I did a lot of art, I guess, in the 70s. That were targeted towards a lot of the commercial hotels and condominiums and banks and people like that, because back then that's the people that could pay for the art. And I came to meet several friends that were Native Hawaiians as I was doing my art. And they kept telling me that there weren't many opportunities for artists. And it was important, I think, to start to figure out why was that. In other words, why weren't Hawaiian artists getting recognized by the various business people and art institutions here in Hawaii? Because, you know, I didn't understand. It was a whole new world for me.
The why of that and the antidote. Let's talk about that. Coming up here on Nakai Ewalu, we're celebrating Maoli Arts Month. We're in the midst of it right now. May is Maoli Arts Month, and you're going to find out all about it right here on Nakai Ewalu. Brought to you every week by Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
On the island, we do it instead. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. On the island, we do it instead. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. Mama's in the kitchen cooking dinner real nice. Beef stew on the stove, love me salmon with the ice. We eat and drink and we sing all day. Kani kapila in the old Hawaiian way. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. On the island, from the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. We go grandma's house on the weekend, clean yard, cause if we don't go, grandma gotta work hard, yeah. You know my grandma, she like the boy real sour. I love my grandma every minute, every hour on the island. We do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side.
Aloha, you're listening to Nakai Ewalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Beautiful. Mahalo for your company this Saturday morning. As always, I'm just kind of taking it on easy here. Vicky Holt-Takamine, Noe Tanigawa. We're celebrating May as Maoli Arts Month with two award-winning artists. We have quilter, featherlay master, Auntie Gussie Bento here with us. And right now we're talking with award-winning sculptor, Bob Freitas.
So, Bob, we were talking earlier about your family and the fact that you grew up away in Germany. Why were you in Germany?
My father actually was in the military, and so he said we'd see the world, and we truly did. And it was actually a very good experience, meeting different people in different cultures. And one of the things was we'd always come back home. We kept a house here in Pearl City. And we would fly back home, and I'd visit my cousins who were at Kamehameha. And I'd always see them going to school and enjoying Hawaiian things or doing Hawaiian things. And I always felt that I was left out because I'd have to pack up and leave to go back to Europe or wherever we were stationed at the time. And that was really a problem for me. But, you know, in talking to my grandmother for years, she used to tell me that it's better that you go away from Hawaii and really learn other ways of dealing with the world, because you'll be so much more successful. And I guess deep down, I really wanted to come back home and try to use, you know, my skills and my knowledge to do something. But it was more, I think, to really be a part of the culture. And I guess that's what I ended up doing.
So one of your very good artist friends is Imai Kalani Kalahele. Yes. And how much more Hawaiian can you get than hanging out with him?
Yes, actually, he meant a lot. I mean, we've been very good friends for many, many years. And one of the things is I've been trained. I have my degree in art and sculpture. I've been a technical assistant at the UH, and I've been through the evolution at the local institution here. And that's one of the difficulties of having a single institution, is that it only generates a limited amount of artists in terms of having degrees and things.
We're talking with Bob Freitas, terrific sculptor and one of the co-founders of Maoli Arts Month. That's what May is all about, and you'll find out more about it too if you'll stay with us. Nakai Ivalu, brought to you by Kamehameha Schools, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network. Ooh. Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's only weekly FM radio magazine with the finest in contemporary and classical Hawaiian music and manao. That's thoughts or ideas to take into your week and maybe discuss around your own kitchen table. Right now we've got sculptor Bob Freitas here around the table with us, and coming up, a chat with Maoli Arts Month honoree Auntie Gussie Bento, an award-winning quilter and feather lay master. As always, opinions expressed are those of the speakers only, and we'd love to hear from you too. Email us from our website, nakaievaluradio.com. We've got a song for our friends in Kahului next on Nakai Evalu, sponsored by Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Kamehameha Publishing proudly presents a gripping tale of cultural kuleana by acclaimed author Lurleen Wailana McGregor in the new book, Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me. In the story, Hawaii-born Moana Covello leads a glamorous life in Los Angeles until tragedy strikes with a sudden death in her family and Moana's world capsizes. Her kupuna visits her in dreams and beckons her to return home. Moana's journey back uncovers secrets about her family and her kuleana, risking all that she's worked so hard to establish, her career, her lifestyle, and her relationships. Author Lurleen McGregor captures the familiar struggle of understanding ancestral responsibility and finding one's place in today's world. Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me is available at your local bookstores or online at kamehamehapublishing.org. Visit us for a range of products that amplify Hawaiian perspective.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
My papa said, fill my pockets with riches, buy a big house in Bel Air, tie the knot with the Supreme Court justice, raised 2.5 millionaires. But daddy dear, oh, my wallet's half empty. I'm renting a shack on the shore. I know you want just the best for me, but I'm fine just biding my time. I'm just along for the ride. There's no need for me to drive. I'm just along for the ride. I'm happy taking in all the sides. Oh, I'm just along for the, just along for the ride. Do, 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 do. You insist I should have some direction, take a stand, take control. Just along for the ride, and there's no need for me to drive. I'm just along for the ride. I'm happy taking in all the sights. Oh, I'm just along for the, just along for the Sunday drive, but thanks for asking about me anyway. I'll be alright, I like it this way. I'm just along for the ride, and there's no need for me to drive. I'm just along for the ride. I'm happy taking in all the sides.
Very nice. Got one for Kikaha right around the corner. Noe Tanigawa here with Vicky Holt-Takamine for Nakai Evalu. We are getting revved for May, Maoli Arts Month, with two award-winning artists, sculptor Bob Freitas and quilter Featherlay Master Auntie Gussie Bento.
So we have here, my ohana is just a thrill for me to be able to honor her this year as our Mama Awards recipient. Every year we try and select a master artist who has dedicated their lives to their artwork and to perpetuating that artwork for the next generation. And so Gussie Bento has been selected. She's a master quilt maker, works with feathers, and Hala is working up at Kamehameha Schools at the Heritage Center. Welcome to Nakai Evalu, Auntie Gussie.
Thank you very much, Vicky. It's my pleasure to be here, to be able to visit with all of you and to meet... distinguished people in the art world.
Mm-hmm. We're so honored to have you. How did you get started with your quilting?
Well, that started a long time ago. I was very fortunate. I had a grandmother who was a quilter and left me a couple of quilts that I admired and thought, well, if she could do that, then I can try that. And I taught myself early on, but then in order to get better, I sought out Auntie Meli Ikalama and sat with her. She was a wonderful, not only a great person, but she was a wonderful quilter. And she did, she was a beautiful designer. She could take almost anything and make a beautiful quilt design out of it. And she had a way of getting the people that sat with her and visited with her, and getting them to open up themselves to produce these same kinds of designs and products. And I also studied with Auntie Kepola Kakalia. She was a wonderful lady, also a very beautiful quilter. And I remember this is 20, 30 years ago, she invited me to come to her house. She lived in a little cottage in Kalihi Valley. And I would go and spend Saturday mornings with her, perfecting the stitch. And she gave me many little hints and helped me get to a point where I could do these things by myself. And then I could branch out and open myself to my own thoughts and then put those thoughts into design form. I love handwork, featherwork also, but any type of handwork interested me. I just happened to enjoy Hawaiian quilting and Hawaiian featherwork, I think, the most.
Auntie Gussie Bento, master quilter, featherlay maker. Hawaiian quilts are so unique, respected by quilters around the world, and we're finding out about it here on a special show devoted to Maoli Arts Month. You're here with us on Kaiewalu. It's brought to you every Saturday morning by Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
Ooh. Laina.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Well, it's Saturday night. Where is everybody? Where's my baby? Got in town a month ago. Seen a lot of girls since then. If I could find them, I could get them. What is it? I haven't met them. It's how I'm in the state I'm in. Oh, another Saturday night. I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Another fella told me got a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Oh, another Saturday night. I ain't got nobody. I've got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way.
Rain or shine, Nakai Evalu is the way to start a soulful Hawaiian weekend. Right now, we're getting revved for May, Maoli Arts Month, with two award-winning artists, sculptor Bob Freitas and quilter feather lei maker Auntie Gussie Bento.
When we think about quilting, sometimes I think about the American quilts or that are all patchwork quilts, but that's not what we're doing in Hawaiian quilt patterns.
You know, Hawaiian quilting is the quilting is like any other quilting. The stitch is the same, but it's the designing of the quilt that differs from the American quilt. The Hawaiian quilt is cut from one solid piece of fabric. They aren't many small pieces patched together to make a quilt. So, and the size of the quilt can be as small as a 15-inch square to 108 by 108. And so, but the process to cut a quilt from going from a very small piece to a very large piece, the process is the same. The Hawaiians discovered how they did this. I'm not sure. They were taught how to sew, but they thought, well, why are we cutting up all of our fabric into little pieces to sew them all back together again when we can cut out a beautiful design, something from nature. Several quilts that I know of have names about wind. Now, how do you know what the wind looks like? But you see, they were able to put their thought into a design and a wind or the rain. And of course, for Hawaiians, rain, of course, is a symbol of love. And so...
Female is, that nurtures the land. And,
yeah.
But I think getting back to the wind and the rain, I think we also, as Hawaiians, we understand the different kinds of rains.
Mm-hmm.
Where most people don't have, rain is rain. No, not for us. There's a fine misty,
rain.
There's a kilihuni rain. There's a heavy pouring rain, big heavy drops. So all, and they have different qualities. So there's like a warm, gentle rain, or the tuahine rain that comes from Manoa.
One of the quilts that my grandmother made for me, the name is Ka'ua Lililehua O Palolo.
Oh, beautiful.
I'll talk about it again, but I'd like to just give you a little insight into that particular quilt with that particular name.
Coming up, thank you so much. We're speaking with Master Quilter, Feather Lei Maker, Auntie Gussie Bento. We're celebrating May as Maoli Arts Month here on Nakai Evalu. Brought to you by Kamehameha Schools, Mobi PCS, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio. You're starting your weekend the Hawaiian way with Nakai Evalu. Kahoone Panoke is on a legislative assignment. Vicky Holtakamine is here. Noe Tanigawa. And around the kitchen table today, we're so pleased to have award-winning sculptor Bob Freitas and quilter, master feather lei maker Auntie Gussie Bento. Now, pull up a chair around the kitchen table today while you can, because next week we're heading to the Bishop Museum for a first ever radio broadcast from the Hall of Discovery. Whoa, Nakai Evalu on the road. We're strengthening your roots here in the islands with Hawaiian music and manao, a pleasurable process sponsored by Mobi PCS, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Kamehameha Schools.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Kamehameha Publishing proudly presents a gripping tale of cultural kuleana by acclaimed author Lurleen Wailana McGregor in the new book, Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me. In the story, Hawaii-born Moana Covello leads a glamorous life in Los Angeles until tragedy strikes with a sudden death in her family and Moana's world capsizes. Her kupuna visits her in dreams and beckons her to return home. Moana's journey back uncovers secrets about her family and her kuleana, risking all that she's worked so hard to establish, her career, her lifestyle, and her relationships. Author Lurleen McGregor captures the familiar struggle of understanding ancestral responsibility and finding one's place in today's world. Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me is available at your local bookstores or online at kamehamehapublishing.org. Visit us for a range of products that amplify Hawaiian perspective.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Faye Wengler, the Ward Plaza branch manager at Bank of Hawaii. Here are just a few common warning signs of potential fraud. You don't know the person who is contacting you. You are promised large sums of money for little or no effort. You are asked to provide some payment upfront. The requester demands confidentiality, and there is a great sense of urgency to the request. Don't be a victim. Know the warning signs. And know the people with whom you do business. Never be afraid to ask lots of questions. And if you ever feel pressured into making a decision, don't do it. These are just a few tips to get you thinking. Attend one of our seminars to learn more.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
Broadcasting statewide, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Awe na lie o ke au I hala, e nana mai a mākou, nā pula pula o nei au e holo nei,
E ala mai kākou e nā kini, nā mamo ka aina aloha. Aloha wale ia aina, ko kākou kahua. Auwe ka ili ili e, ka hoopueu ia nei. E pai pai hou ia ka pōhaku, i paa maila ke kahua hale hou. No kākou e nā pua, e hoolulu ai. E ala e ka i, ka mahi, ka palena. I mua aloa a ka lei o ka lana kila.
Pua o Hawaii Upa ama o te o ka aina Iki mai ka elele o ka loko ino Pala pala anu me ka pākaha Pane mai Hawaii mo kuo ke ave Kokua nā honoa o pi ilani Kāko o mai kaua i o mano Auku me ke onio kā kui hela Aina ku ae hewa
Ku ae hewa
I ka pono sivila a oke kanaka Aole mā koua I mina mina
Aole, aole, aole
I ka puta la oke au puni Ua lava mā kou I ka pohaku
I ka pohaku
Ka ai ka maha o ka aina Mahope mako o lili gulani
Mahope, mahope, mahope
Aloa ae ka pono o ka aina Haina ia mai ana ka puana
Haina ia mai
Poka poe I aloha I ka aina
Kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua e Kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua e Kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua e
Nakai e Valu, the eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian islands every Saturday with Hawaiian music and mana'o. We saved you a chair at our kitchen table today because we knew you'd want to meet award-winning sculptor Bob Freitas and Auntie Gussie Bento, a renowned quilter and feather lei maker. She is also a 2009 Maoli Arts honoree.
And we're going to get back to that little story you promised us about that quilt named after the rain.
The name of the quilt, Ka'ua Lili Lehua o Palolo, literally translated is the Lili Lehua rain that comes out of Palolo. And for a long time, my grandmother made it for me. It's a beautiful quilt, red on yellow. And it has some significant pieces included in the quilt that I didn't know anything about. My mother didn't tell me. And my grandmother passed away when I was a child. So I knew her as my Nama, but I didn't know her to be able to sit down and visit with her about these wonderful things that she did. And there was a lady that I met at the Bishop Museum at an exhibit, and she came up to me to ask me about that particular quilt. And she said, you know, whose quilt is that? And I said, oh, it's mine. She said, oh, where'd you get it from? And I said, oh, my grandmother made it for me before I was born. And And she finished it after I was born. And she said, well, do you know what the name is? And I said, I'm not really sure. And she says, she told me the name. She said, it's Ka'ua Lililehua Opa'alolo. And she said, this particular quilt has a lot of points that encircle the whole outside of the design. The quilt itself, the pattern was cut in 1/8 of the total pattern, but these tiny little points around the outside of the quilt gives the effect of teeth. So this lady said to me, do you know that that is the Niho? And I said, no. And she said, yes. And she said, that's because it's not to be shared with others. And so I said, oh, I'm sorry, but I didn't realize that. And I said, Ka'ua Lililehua. She said, yes. You know, it's that nice, that's the nice rain that comes out, very gentle, soft rain that comes from Palolo. So then I did a little research and discovered that that particular rain was a symbol of love that's coming from that place. And it still brings tears to my eyes when I think about it, because it's very special. And I have seen patterns similar to it, but nothing ever exactly like it. I was a member of the Hawaiian Quilt Research Project for almost 20 years, and as many quilts as we researched, there was never one exactly like this particular quilt. And I can't tell you any more than that, but it's very meaningful to me. And most of the Hawaiian quilts that were made in another time reflect that thoughtful process that went into making Hawaiian quilts by our kupuna, our tutu, our mama, our family people.
Renowned quilt maker, feather lei maker, Auntie Kasi Bento, thank you so much. Great to have you here with us on Nakai Evalu. It is brought to you, this program, every Saturday morning by our friends at Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
Sweet never.
Streaming across the channels, you're listening to Nā Kai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Raindrops, they hamper my vision, falling down and cutting incision in my mind while we sail away our time. Blow McKinney, shout jubilation, carry us down to our destination. Okiriki, Okeelatiti. Millions of stars up in the sky, looking up, they all make us high. But
Okulea, star of gladness,
you're the happy star.
Okulea, star of gladness,
stand beside me and be my friend, make me smile and laugh again. Yes,
Okulea, star of gladness,
you're the happy star.
Okulea, star of gladness,
lift your bow. Show us the way.
Okulea, star of gladness,
you're the happy star.
Okulea, star of gladness.
Falling down and cutting incisions in my mind while we sail away our time. Blow McKinney, shout jubilation, carry us down to our destination. Wiki, Okeelatiti. Millions of stars up in the sky, looking up, they all make us high. But
Okulea, star of gladness,
you're the happy star.
Okulea, star of gladness,
you're the happy star.
Okulea, star of gladness.
Aloha kako. It's a kako thing with Nā Kai e Valu, and time now for a thought to take with you into the week. Mobi PCS sponsors our Olelo no Eau.
Our Olelo no Eau is brought to us by our kupuna. Those are generations that have passed these words on from one person to the next, and we bring one of these forward to you. This one says, Kahana a kamakua o kahana no ya a keiki. What the parents do, the children will do. So as Auntie Gussie's mama was a quilter, she's a quilter. And as Bob is an artist, his young daughter, Emily, is turning into such a wonderful
really?
Artist as well. So we know that what our parents will do, so will we.
Great way to project our values into the future. Thank you so much, Vicky. I hope you're enjoying your morning with us here in Nā Kai e Valu, Hawaii's only statewide FM radio news magazine. Brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS, right here on the Visionary Radio Network.
Don't worry if the fish don't bite. Don't worry, it'll be alright.
Mahalo for your company around the kitchen table today. Nakai Evalu is the Hawaiian way to launch your weekend, and it's been so much fun to have you with us. Sculptor Bob Freitas.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for being here. Auntie Gussie Bento.
Thank you for having me, and I've enjoyed visiting.
We're going to honor Auntie Gussie tonight at the Bishop Museum for the Mama Awards reception, and she's got a few pieces in the gallery along with other Mama awardees that have been honored in the past. It's going to be up through October, so you've got lots of time to come and visit. And then next week, Friday, we're going to shut down a little piece of Pauahi Street for Mamo.
Big old street party?
Yes, we'll have a little street party on Pauahi with Hawaiian music. The galleries will all be open. Some of the artists will be there to talk about their pieces. And Friday night the festival is happening on Friday night, the Nu'uana Street Festival, but Halauna Kamalei, their documentary film will be showing at the Hawaii Theater on Friday night at 7:30 p.m.
Great.
And then the next day, Saturday, we will have Kale Wolford, who is doing a one-man play that was developed by him and Robert Casimero. The Halau will dance as well, and we'll have talk story with both Kale and Robert Casimero.
We've got the Maoli Arts Market there at the Bishop Museum, May 23rd and 24th. The Wearable Arts Show on the 30th. Look, we'll hook you up to all the happenings via our website, nakaievaluradio.com. Mahalo to our technical director, Chris Hughes, executive producer Cedric Duarte, and producer and artistic director Chanel Mokepuha. Nakai Evalu sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS, and brought to you every week with much aloha on the Visionary Radio Network. That's today's Kumu, 94.7 on Oahu, Q103, 103.7 Maui, The Surf, 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach, 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK, 102.3 Molokai. Aloha.
Aloha.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are Oha. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Kamehameha Publishing proudly presents a gripping tale of cultural kuleana by acclaimed author Lurleen Wailana McGregor in the new book, Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me. In the story, Hawaii-born Moana Covello leads a glamorous life in Los Angeles until tragedy strikes with a sudden death in her family and Moana's world capsizes. Her kupuna visits her in dreams and beckons her to return home. Moana's journey back uncovers secrets about her family and her kuleana, risking all that she's worked so hard to establish, her career, her lifestyle, and her relationships. Author Lurleen McGregor captures the familiar struggle of understanding ancestral responsibility and finding one's place in today's world. Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me is available at your local bookstores or online at kamehamehapublishing.org. Visit us for a range of products that amplify Hawaiian perspective.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.